This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. There is the Nevada Academy of Family Physicians Conference, so I am broadcasting in Lake Tahoe. I'm currently in my hotel room, though, for those of you watching Facebook Live. And so far, so good. Hopefully, you guys are getting good reception with this. For those of you watching Facebook Live, you get to see some pretty Tahoe in the background, and you get to see the hotel room. Hopefully, we don't have any, I don't know, underwear or anything laying around, but I don't think so. Okay, so I think we're good. So, binge-watching and TV shows. I've binge-watched. I don't like to watch more than two shows. I really, after one show, I like to get up and move around. And remember there were these kids getting blood clots because they would be playing video games for hours? And maybe because I'm a physician, I'm just like, okay, I don't want to get a blood clot. Let me get up. Let's get up. You know, let me take the dog for a walk. And because I do telemedicine, I'm sitting a lot more. You know, my practice, I was running around patient to patient to patient. Well, you know, when you're doing telemedicine, you're sitting at a desk seeing patients for hours. So I always tell everybody, get up every hour, walk around for 5 minutes, not just stretch, walk around. And, or even when you're at your desk, move. You know, I sometimes have, you know, music going on. Sometimes I'll, you know, in between patients, I'll have a little bit of music going on. I'll be just kind of like, you know, kind of dancing. It's kind of hard to dance while you're sitting. You know, I'll do Kegels, or I'll suck in my stomach, or I'll do butt clenches just to kind of keep moving. And then I also, like, do stuff with my legs. Also, on air, I mean, I do a radio show 3 hours a day. You know, that could put you at risk for clots. But there was a study that kind of looked at how much time could put you at risk for clots. And so this one study that was published in the European Journal of Preventive Cardiology said people who spend at least 4 hours a day watching TV might be at increased risk. Compared to those who watch less than 2.5 hours of TV a day, binge watchers were found to have a 35% higher chance of developing blood clots. Now, blood clot is when the blood coagulates. When the blood coagulates, it'll usually coagulate in your vein. Yes, you can have blood clots in the heart with atrial fibrillation, but when you get blood clots in the vein, sometimes they dislodge. When they dislodge, they'll go up into the lungs, cause pulmonary embolism. And remember, the lungs, it's a little flipped. So your heart, right, has to beat oxygenated blood to your body. So the heart will pump through blood to arteries, and then the arteries go throughout. Oh, they'll go to the body parts, your arms, your legs, your genitalia, whatever. Then, once the deoxygenation process happens, and not all the oxygen gets taken out, but once the tissues take the oxygen they want, the blood then goes through the venous system. And then the veins take it back. So veins go, the arteries go away, and then the arteries go away to what needs them. And then ASAP, how I remember it. And then the veins will go back to the heart to then go to the lungs. So there's a pulmonary artery that then sends the blood to the, and then the vein brings it back. And, okay, sorry if this kind of sounds weird, but when you have blood that is pooling or coagulating in your venous system, it goes into the lungs. That when the rest of the blood has to go to the lungs to oxygenate, because then the lungs oxygenated, dumps it back to the left atrium, left ventricle, and then it goes into that cycle again. And I'm sorry I don't have, like, pictures that I could show you guys. So venous blood can then get stuck, all right, into the lungs. Now, if a clot gets into the lungs, then what ends up happening is you can't oxygenate the blood. And there's back pressure. So what's a sign of a blood clot? Swelling. Because now you have this back pressure, and so that area where the vein is, it's compromised, simple plumbing. It's like stepping on a hose, and then it gets swollen. Sometimes you'll have pain first before swelling. So anytime you start to have one leg that just starts to hurt or swells, you have got to get that looked at, and you have to make sure you don't have a blood clot. You just can't mess around. So when you sit, you're not actively moving. The more you move, the more the blood pumps, the more you increase your circulation. Well, when you sit, blood can pool. And with less circulation, that's why people who, like, say, are bed rest or, you know, with COVID on the ventilators and things like that, we have them on blood thinners so they don't clot. We also try to put, like, compression stockings to try to keep movement going. Like, when I had surgery, they made me put these stockings on so that they could still be compressing the legs, because just in case I can't get up and move around, I got up and moved around. I was like, I want to get out of the hospital. I want to, you know, just keep moving, get home to the kitty cats and the cats and the dog and then the kids. In that order. So we try to do things to kind of keep your circulation going. We make you move. We get you moving around. But honestly, we have a population now that after they got sent home with COVID 2 years ago, they went to Netflix. They went to Hulu. They went to Amazon Prime. And they found good shows. And everybody's like, oh, did you see Squid Game? Or, you know, did you see, people never saw Game of Thrones. They binged it. And binging is when you don't just, you know, watch a show and then wait the next week. Like, remember Dallas in the 80s? Who shot JR? That was at the end of the season. So you had to wait a whole summer until you found out who shot JR. Well, actually, I think you had to wait a whole other show for that. But there would be cliffhangers, and you had to wait for the next show. Well, for those of us now that aren't like watching like the Disney where they just drop a show every week, the new Lord of the Rings show, the Rings of Power, they're going to drop a show each week. But after that, for those of us that are old and behind the curve or behind, you know, the times, you can then watch the whole series at once. So people are binge watching their Yellowstone, or they're binge watching. One of my friends told me about the show Stranger. It is fantastic. And one day we saw two shows in a row. I mean, it's good. But I was thinking to myself, oh, my God, you know, 2 hours of TV, that's going to, you know, that's bad. So people watching more than 4 hours and even a day, it doesn't necessarily have to be in one sitting. 4 hours of TV a day, that's just too much. So they say the researchers arrived at this conclusion after pooling data from three major studies. They looked at 131,000 participants aged 54 to 65. Young people, you're at risk for clots too. So 4 hours a day were classified as prolonged users, put you at risk for blood clots. So guys, get up and quit watching so much TV. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We are broadcasting from Lake Tahoe. So if the broadcast sounds a little different, we are there's a conference in Nevada, Academy of Family Physician Conference going on. And I am in Nevada, and I'm a physician, so I get to go to this conference. See, conferences are pretty, pretty cool. You know, I mean, you know, you guys, you know, see these in movies. They always kind of, it's very interesting when I see these conferences in movies where, like, I watch Dexter New Blood, I don't know if you guys have seen the old Dexter and the new Dexter. I was not happy with the ending, by the way, of the Dexter New Blood ending. I'm really upset with it. I'm not going to say it because some of you guys haven't watched it. But apparently there's like a police conference. And so you see how they do it. And they make it act, like, you know, there's this, you know, you know, there's a speaker and everybody's like, you know, talking to the speaker. And then everybody gets to kind of hang out and drink and all that. And, you know, it's like that, but it's just so different. You know, when I go to these conferences, it's funny because you have some of the people like in the front row that are actually taking notes and they're asking questions. And some of them, I mean, they'll ask questions and prolong it. And you start to get these flashbacks like high school where, you know, the teacher's like, look, I'll let you guys out early. All right. You know, if we get everything done in class. And then all of a sudden some doofus asks a question. Right. And nobody even cares because they want to get out early. And then the teacher's like, oh, you know, I'm glad you brought that up. You know what? I'm glad you brought that up. Guys, okay, let's go over this. And we're like, oh, man. And remember, if the teacher goes over it, it's going to be on the test. So now you're like, okay, well, that kid's getting beat up after school. Yeah, and you're like, I could have gotten out early. And so, you know, with some of these conferences, some people stay for every single piece of it. Others, especially the conferences in Hawaii, they want to get the heck out and go to hit the beach. Or they want to hit the food. Now, me, I do go to the conference and I do go to the lectures because I do want to learn. But I am guilty of wanting to get into the food line first. Because there's a lot of people at these conferences. And sometimes when they serve food, there's a long line. Well, I don't want to stand in lines. I just was at Disneyland last weekend. I'm done with the lines. And I'm hungry. And so what I will do is I will write at the end of the lecture. See, they don't show this in the movies, okay? There's, you know, I all lecture long, I'm starting to calculate when the food is coming out, okay, and what's going to happen. Now, I usually sit in the middle. I like to sit in the back, but if my buddy decides to sit in the middle, I'm like, oh, man, and I got to sit next to him, which is not good because sometimes I play Candy Crush in these conferences. Oh, don't worry. I learn stuff. Trust me. I am reading all the time. So I don't have to go to these conferences to learn, per se. But I absorb. So, you know, I have my Candy Crush going on, but then everybody behind me could see the Candy Crush. In fact, one of my prior students took a picture of me playing Candy Crush. He was like, And I'm like, oh, please, you fell asleep in class. At least this is keeping me awake with all the blue light. So, I'm spending most of the second half of that lecture figuring out when to get up. And then what you do is right before the end of the lecture, you say, okay, I'm going to get up to go pee. And then you quietly leave, but you leave your stuff because you don't want people thinking you're leaving to go to lunch because then everybody else will. So you act like you're going to go pee. And what I do is I do a sign to other people. So as I'm getting up to go pee, I'll like, you know how you cross your legs or you do, I'm like, I gotta go pee. So I basically announce to the whole room, that's what I'm doing. Then I go out there and then I go and check on the food. Sometimes the food line's already there. The people that were skipping, that were just coming for the food are there. So sometimes it's not ready yet. And they're like, it's not ready yet, ma'am. I'm like, oh, I'm just here to find the bathroom. Then I go to the bathroom and I come back and then, but then I get into line. So, I mean, it's going to be a very interesting next 5 days, but I am still going to work. I'm still going to try and see patients on telemedicine in between lectures and stuff, and I'm still going to do my broadcast in the mornings if I can. All right? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're talking about binge watching. Netflix stock apparently sinks by about 24%. I don't have Netflix stock, so I don't care. But what I do care about is how these people that made a crap load of money during the pandemic, you know, what goes up must come down. And apparently, the streaming giant said it would only add 2.5 million new subscribers in the coming months, fewer than half of the 5.9 million analysts had forecast. Now, I'm kind of perplexed by that because I thought anybody who got Netflix did it early on in the pandemic. Unless people dropped their streaming. But that's kind of what we did. Movie theaters were closed. You know, people were stuck at home. So they went to the streaming services. Even my mom. I think my mom has Netflix. Now, I watch Netflix if it has a show that I need to see, like The Stranger. Somebody said, you got to see The Stranger. So I'm seeing that. It's pretty good. It's kind of like I don't like watching murders, but it's kind of a mystery that looks into a murder, so it's pretty cool. And it has the guy who played Theron in The Hobbit. So anything that has to do with Lord of the Rings and Hobbit, he's great at Richard Armitage. Anyway, he's very, very good. But Netflix has had a bleak day on the market. And they tempered their growth expectations, citing the late arrival of Bridgerton and the Adam Project. I haven't seen those yet. You guys tell me if I should see those, if they're good. But, you know, our fascination with TV and our fascination with, you know, these shows and, oh, somebody saw this show, so we need to be up on it, is now what has hijacked the entertainment industry. You know, before it was like, well, did you go to that movie? Or, okay, well, we'll go on a date. We'll see the, you know, we'll see the latest Star Wars, or we'll see the latest Indiana Jones, or we'll see the latest Marvel movie. You know, once COVID took over, we started to stay home. And I have gone to the movies. I went to see Spider-Man. I loved seeing Spider-Man in the theater. It was a great experience. But I don't go to the movies 1/20th as much as I did before. One is because I spent all this money on these streaming services. It's funny. I don't know who gets credit for it, but there's some meme going out there saying somebody should bundle all these streaming services and call it cable. Okay, I mean, didn't we have that later? Like, before we had cable, then we had, yeah. So now, here we are in a position where we have to pay for Disney Plus if we want to see Mandalorian or Boba Fett or whatever. Or we have to pay for Prime Video if we want to see the Rings of Power, the new Lord of the Rings, that's going to be the Lord of the Rings TV show, which I cannot wait for. Or Amazon, was it, not Amazon, what else? There's like HBO Max, and there's, I mean, so you're paying for all these streaming services, and at some point, I talk to people, they go, look, I don't pay for that. I only have the one. And then I'll wait till it drops or dumps on Netflix. So when you start to see Netflix, they're still picking up millions of customers. I think they picked up 36 million customers in 2020 and then 18.2 million customers in 2021. You know, you just wonder, one, you know, I mean, is it that, you know, people are starting to now go, okay, I need to maybe start saving money. I'm spending too much. Or are they just so used to being home? And, you know, Hollywood was on hiatus, and now they're like, okay, well, looks like this is where the money is. Sopranos, I think, was one of the ones that kind of started this in the late 90s, early 2000s. I think Sopranos came out, and people were like, well, dang. You know, HBO, I think, made it. You know, HBO's like, we could make these shows, and these shows could be addictive. They could be drama series, soap operas used to do that where they'd have these cliffhangers and one show would lead on to the other. And that's what these shows ended up doing, and they get you hooked. And psychologically, it's fascinating. I love looking at TV from the psychology of it. And now they're getting shorter. They're like short series. There's like miniseries. And they come up with these miniseries. Oh, I love the one with the O.J. Simpson. I thought that was a fantastic miniseries. I forget what it was called. But I see some of the best work coming out of Hollywood in these shows. Thought Game of Thrones was brilliant. Didn't like the last season. Didn't like the ending. Never liked the ending. That's the problem. They really, really, I mean, come up with a good ending. Oh, the Sopranos ending sucked. That was ridiculous. He's coming from the bathroom. It just goes black. And then my friend calls me up going, oh my God, my TV's out. I lost transmission. What happened? What happened? I go, I guess they did that on purpose. We all don't know. That was their way of getting out of it. Was a lazy way of not having an ending. Even though later, I think one of the producers or directors kind of spilled the beans and you know, made it sound like he died anyway in that. But, you know, we have to start thinking about where we're spending our money. We also have to start thinking about our health. We're binge-watching too much. And this study that came out talking about blood clots, I don't want to sound like a party pooper, but honestly, you should not be sitting and watching TV. You should be on a treadmill. You should be on like a little stepper, maybe on a elliptical. You should be maybe standing. I sometimes will be at my stand-up desk, or I might be doing my arm weights. But we sit, and we're sitting in a bad position, bad posture. Our hips are back. I am really wondering what that post-COVID pandemic sort of health picture is going to look like with a bunch of us being overweight, out of alignment, you know, ruining our muscles with the way we've been sitting on the couch, binge-watching TV. So it doesn't really hurt me seeing Netflix drop, you know, having less millions of people on it, because I just don't know how healthy that is. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
No matter if supply lines are down,
product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is addressing the ongoing semiconductor chip shortage. It's linked to supply chain problems during the ongoing COVID pandemic. Biden saying China will dominate the semiconductor chip industry if America doesn't take action.
Today, 75% of production takes place in East Asia. 90% of the most advanced chips are made in Taiwan. China is doing everything it can to take over the global market so they can try to outcompete the rest of us and have a lot of applications, including military applications.
Frank and substantive. That's how U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is describing a meeting with his Russian counterpart as the country is possibly getting ready to invade Ukraine. Blinken saying any troop movement across the Ukraine border is an invasion. USA Radio News. Comedian Louis Anderson died Friday morning at 68 years old after battling blood cancer. Anderson making an appearance on The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson back in 1984.
Being in California, being fat, and trying to get into this California life. Went to the beach the other day. Every time I'd lay down, people would push me back into the water.
Anderson won an Emmy for Best Supporting Actor in a Comedy Series for his role in FX's Baskets in 2016. Federal agencies are beginning the process of implementing a $15 an hour minimum wage. The effort beginning on Friday ahead of a rule that takes full effect January 30th. The Office of Personnel Management saying 70,000 workers will be affected by the bump in pay. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, depending on what side of the aisle you're on or what side of the, I don't know, cause you're on, a lot of debate between these mandates, these showing proof of vaccination. Some people on the right are pro the mandates and pro, you know, force everybody to vaccinate and let them lose their job, and then there's some liberals saying, oh, hell no, why are you doing this? So it's not necessarily a Republican-Democrat thing, but basically typically it seems to be conservatives are more on the, look, let people have, well, interestingly, with the vaccine, it's let people have more of a choice. Whereas, you know, with abortion, it seems to be a little different. It's, in fact, it just, politics make no sense to me. You know, anyway. So NYPD officers got heckled because they arrested five mandate protesters. And one of whom was a nine-year-old girl. Apparently, these five people wanted to go to the Natural History Museum. And they went there, and I don't think it was an issue of not paying, but they wouldn't show proof that they were vaccinated. So they got arrested. Now, why the NYPD officers are kind of being heckled for this is New York City has stabbings, people throwing others in front of a subway, random attacks. Well, didn't somebody get macheted at a bank a few months back? Yet the police are arresting five people, including a kid, because they wanted to go to the museum without showing vaccine passports. We have a problem. The nine-year-old is named Jayla. She was filmed sobbing as she marched down the steps by two cops. And again, listen, if there are rules, I understand when there's a rule in place. You know, I mean, I know a lot of us might not like the rules. Some of you don't like wearing a helmet. Some of you don't like wearing a seatbelt. But we're talking about being arrested for people not stealing, not doing drugs, selling drugs, not sexual assault, not trafficking, but wanting to go into a museum. It had nothing to do with not wanting to pay. They just didn't want to show proof of vaccination. And they're getting arrested. She and her unnamed mom were taken to a nearby precinct. They were released 2 hours later. Unclear if the youngster's mom is going to be charged. Apparently, this was a protest. It was documented by Twitter, so they're saying it's a protest. And the user described himself as an independent journalist reporting on the anti-mandate movement in New York City. And again, it's one of those things where five, was it, how many officers were involved? I'm not sure how many officers were involved, but there's like bigger fish to fry. So you see this kid crying. You see at least two officers taking the kid downstairs. It was two female officers. And then I think some of the other people were arrested with other. And then it's like, what's going on here, people? I mean, where are our priorities? Michelle Goh, a 42-year-old worker, was waiting at the Times Square station, one of the busiest stations in the subway, when somebody pushed her to her death. Ex-con Simon Marshall had been charged with a murder. 11-month-old Catherine Gomez was shot in the face, according to Daily Mail in the Bronx, while she sat in a parked car next to her mom, Mareva Gomez. The baby was struck by a gunman who fired wildly while chasing an assailant. Crimes are up 20%. And we seem to have our attention on these other things. And they're like, oh, yeah, well, the vaccines save lives. And if they're walking into a museum unvaccinated, they are going to spread COVID throughout the whole museum. Okay, well, didn't we already establish that months ago? And then again with Omicron, that vaccinated people are spreading COVID too. I mean, how much longer is this going to go on? Well, apparently it's getting worse before it gets better. There's a California proposal. Well, I don't want to say this is, well, some of you may like this. I don't. Some of you might like this, but there's a California proposal where children, if they want to get vaccinated without their parents' consent, can. Now, teens over 12 years old can already get a hepatitis B, a HPV vaccine in California if they want to. So there's now, the Democrats are putting through the assembly to allow kids to make their decision about the COVID vaccine. And I understand this is going to be probably something that heads to the Supreme Court. What if the kids disagree with the parents and they want protection of a vaccine, the parents are anti-vax, and the kids want protection? Do kids have a right? Which is kind of interesting, because, again, so the Democrats want to fight for kids having a right to a vaccine, but what about the right to a fetus and a fetus's choice to live, you know, that? So, again, a lot of inconsistencies, but I get it. You know, that's the broad spectrum of politics. For me, my concern is I'm fine with the vaccine. I got the vaccine. My kids got the vaccine. Anybody who wants to vaccinate their kid, that's great. But if a parent has a concern because of a child's medical history, or there is a coagulopathy, let's say, in the family, or there's a history of, I don't know, genetic tendencies to have bad reactions, like, let's say, Guillain-Barré, things like that, and the parent's like, you know what, I just want to wait, and I want to watch you. I want to know. My only issue, and this is another issue that I have with minors getting abortions, is when minors can do this without parental consent, then if there's a side effect or a problem, who's watching that kid? So I took care of a young woman who apparently got an abortion. She didn't tell her family. And then she started to have a fever. And then she started to have horrible pelvic pain. She came to me because, again, she didn't want to tell her family. And I sent her to the hospital. It was a botched abortion job. She had gone to one of these, I don't know, I think it was like a house that was turned into a commercial, you know, zone. And it was a clinic where they were performing abortions and whatever. But she did it, and no parent was involved. So when she starts, because you know how parents are like, you look sick. What's wrong with you? Oh, I'm fine. And parents are like, no. By the time she got to me, she was almost dead. I mean, we sent her to the hospital. But I want the family, if a child's going to get an abortion or if a child's going to get a vaccine or whatever, I want the family to watch for side effects. The reason why we have a family member involved, not only from the legality standpoint, but because, look, if the child does start to have, let's say, period irregularities with which the NIH is studying or myocarditis or whatever, okay, you could tell the doctor that, you know, they got a shot within the last week or two, or, you know, that you could also tell them their medical history. So kids getting medical things on their, you know, but then again, like I said, on the flip side, I get it. If a kid's like, look, Mom, I don't want to get COVID. I know you're anti-vaccine. Why can't I get myself protected? I'm a teenager. I mean, I'm old enough to get pregnant. Why can't I make my own decision about this? I get that. You know, so, you know, then, you know, okay, well, if a teen can do it without consent, can we at least have an adult assigned to watch them for side effects? And I'm not saying all kids are going to get side effects from the vaccine. We did have a young 18-year-old who got a blood clot to the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, had to be flown to Loma Linda. I think it's still recuperating. But, you know, it's... I just want to know that these kids are being watched. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, guys.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend a perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this is interesting, okay? So we have been talking about nurse burnout, physician burnout, hospital worker burnout for a while. And I have said it is like the next public health crisis. We've been talking about this for a while now because if the doctors are quitting, if the nurses are quitting, you're going to have a lack of people in the field. And they've been trying to deputize and, you know, other like pharmacists and have them expand their healthcare roles, like managing diabetes and doing more primary care. We're going to telemedicine, and so we're trying to kind of, you know, deal with the volume issue of medical providers, giving PAs a lot more duties, and expanding their roles, nurse practitioners, things like that. And we know that healthcare worker burnout is huge. Interestingly, the Biden administration is going to give $103 million to help fight burnout. Now, I'm going to tell you what they're going to do, but then I want us to talk about, is this money being spent on the correct things? So, again, I credit him. This is a good move. It's a move in the right direction, but it's a lot of money, and I don't know. I think we could use it in a, just a different way. So what's happening now is the Department of Health and Human Services, through the Health Resources and Services Administration, the HRSA, announced that the Biden administration would award $103 million to help respond to critical staffing needs, fantastic, and healthcare worker burnout. Money is going to go toward promoting mental health and wellness among the workforce. Sounds great, particularly in rural and underserved communities, with evidence-informed programs, practices, and training. The multi-year awards will support proven strategies for healthcare workers, academic institutions, other recipients, including the creation of partnerships and utilization of local resources to support health professionals' response to workplace stressors. Very nice. The funds will be granted to 45 grantees through these programs, secured through the administration's American Rescue Plan. The programs include promoting resilience and mental health among health professional workforce. The Health and Public Safety Workforce Resiliency Training Program, the Health and Public Safety Workforce Resiliency Technical Assistance Center. Very nice. HRSA is awarding $28.6 million to 10 grantees to assist healthcare organizations in establishing, expanding, and improving programs and practices to promote mental health. 34 grantees will get $68.2 million on nurse training activities and training development. George Washington University gets $6 million for these. So a lot of people are getting some millions of dollars, you know, to do these programs, mental health. I think it's very nice. Do want counseling available. We do want people to be able to have, you know, somebody to talk to, access to a mental health professional, you know, learn coping strategies. That's nice. That's fine. What I'm worried about is that all the money's going for? Have they been looking at the studies as to what actually is causing the burnout? So one of the things that's called, we got doctor burnout and nurse burnout. Sometimes they mesh. But doctor burnout, it's all the hassle with the electronic medical records and getting cyber attacked and then not being able to access your records or everything because everything is now based on a computer. When there was a cyber attack in a major hospital chain in our neck of the woods, some of the students couldn't write a sliding scale insulin. Because it was just all computerized. And I'm like, just write it down. Or they couldn't order a CAT scan. I'm like, go down to radiology and order it. They go, we can't. We can only do it by the computer. Okay, well, that's stressful. What about the lawsuits and the malpractice fears? I mean, if you really want to help physician burnout, where's the protections against a lot of these frivolous lawsuits and malpractice? What about doctors now under the threat of, if they want to help a patient with ivermectin and COVID, they could get their license suspended? You know how many doctors are watching this case in Maine with Dr. Merrill Nass going, okay, you know what? If she goes down for trying to prescribe something that helps her patients, even though, yeah, you can't lie about a patient's diagnosis, that's, you're not allowed to do that. There are standards. But if she goes down for that, or goes down for having opinions on natural immunity and masks, doctors aren't going to want to lose their license. They'd rather quit first. So the respect, the lack of respect, the red tape, they're not getting paid enough. So, yes, spending $103 million on, you know, trying to attack, you know, healthcare worker burnout is fantastic. But do you see what are the number one reasons for burnout? Doctors being accused of being whacks or anti-vaxxers or anti-maskers or Trumpers if they're saying, look, guys, can we just give patients N95 masks because what they're wearing isn't working? Do we have to mandate the vaccine? Okay, that's causing burnout, too. Another thing that's causing burnout is we don't have enough hospitals. So they're working overtime because we've built a hospital system where in my state, I think we only have 6,600 beds for about 4 million people in our state. That's not enough. You really want to help the doctors put some of that money into more hospitals, into facilities that could be switched over and repurposed into triage stations. Or, I mean, that's kind of what I would like to see. I mean, what you're doing is great. I think the counseling's fantastic. I think all that is necessary. But do you really get why doctors are leaving? They're underpaid, overworked, sued, and threatened all the time. Now, what about nurses? Well, one study, I talked about this, I think, last year. 1 in 4 nurses reported burnout. Why? A chaotic work environment. If you work for idiots, if the hospital administration is managed badly, if your coworkers aren't doing their job, you get burned out. Yes, the counseling is great. Being able to talk to somebody about it is great. I'm not faulting the Biden administration on that. But are we having an issue with hospital administration or toxic work environments? Is that money going to fix a toxic work environment when you're working for an idiot? Too much time spent on bureaucratic tasks. Cut down on the bureaucracy. That's what everybody has been asking all across the board. Lack of effective teamwork in my organization. Yeah, you got lazy people. Another contributor to burnout. This is a study that looked at, and electronic health records, all that too. A lack of shared values with organization leadership. So you have somebody wanting one thing and then somebody else wanting another. How is your counseling going to address that if the people who are running things that these healthcare workers have to follow the orders to don't know what the hell they're doing? No personal control over my workload, working too many hours. So is any of that money going to cutting back their hours? Give everybody a day off in the middle of their 5-day week. Is money going to that? That'll help burnout. Not be looked at. EHR, lack of autonomy in my job, after hours workload. So if somebody has work to do after their shift, is any of that money stopping that? How many of us were, I mean, I was in my office till 10 o'clock at night. Yeah, you're going to get burned out. So, you know, we have issues going on. And I think a big thing that's also leading to burnout is a lot of people lost their coworkers when the mandates got rolled out across all these hospital systems. So nurses were telling me, my 10-year coworker, veteran nurse, is no longer at my side, my partner. And we're getting people flown in internationally to fill in those jobs that I have to retrain. Is the counseling going to help that? How about not fire people's coworkers because of a mandate if they have natural immunity? Let's really, really look at why people are getting burned out. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.